Of the globe. words. Persuasion through speeches and books is too often discarded for disruptive demonstrations aimed at bludgeoning the unconvinced into action. The young, and by this I don't mean by the stretch of the imagination all the young, but I'm talking about those who claim to be equally young. At the zenith of physical power and sensitivity, subtlety is lost, and fine distinctions based on acute reasoning are carelessly ignored in a headlong jump to a predetermined conclusion. Life is visceral rather than intellectual, and the most visceral practitioners of life are those who characterize themselves as intellectuals. Truth is to them revealed. Infatuations of today revolve around the social science, those subjects which can accommodate any opinion, and the voice of this reckless conjecture cannot be described. Education is being redefined at the demand of the uneducated to suit the ideas of the uneducated. A student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. Lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the Generation Gap. A spirit of national masochism prevails, encouraged by a deep core of impudent snobs who characterize themselves as intellectuals. These political phenomena are standard to a democratic government should be disturbed. The answer lies not in the fear of kooks or demagogues themselves, but in their current respectability. Never in our history have we paid so much attention to so many odd characters. 25 years ago, the trash economy and the societal misfits would have brought these guys running after them with butterfly nets rather than television cameras.
It's I'm gonna go to the party. Oh,